Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And happy Monday, everyone. Greg Corumbus from Radio America, along with Jim Garrity of NationalReview.com. And we are here with good news, bad news, and crazy news for conservatives to consume here as we begin the work week. And Jim, let's start with the good news. You know, last week we were talking about the flawed sample behind that AP poll showing President Obama with a 60% approval rating in the wake of the bin Laden killing. Now Gallup out with a slightly more responsible sample showing it's 48-45, 48% approval, 45% disapproval, and it's still a little bit higher than where the president was in most surveys prior to the hit that took out bin Laden, but at least it's back under 50, and that should give Republicans a little bit more confidence, considering that a lot of folks were already writing the party's obituary for the 2012 presidential race, which was, of course, very premature. But this is still good to see nonetheless.
This just handed to me. The AP poll has Obama at 70% in a poll that is actually 99% Democrats. So I have an issue there with the sampling. Just recalling one of our controversies from last week, this you know, Obama coming back to Earth shouldn't be that shocking. I think, you know, when the world's most wanted terrorist gets killed, then I would, you know, I was perfectly willing to give the president some credit for that. But time goes on. We're still in an environment where the economy is not doing particularly well. The unemployment rate went back up to 9%. I wonder how many listeners tried to fill up their tank this weekend. I actually saw a gas station that had it for less than $4 a gallon, $3.97. Drove past it, meant to get it on the way back. By the time I got back, it was out of gasoline. That's, you know, a good example of I don't know about you, Greg. It feels a little 70s-ish to me. So when, you know, when these economic circumstances are in the 70s, the presidential approval rating will have a hard time getting out of the 40s. And that's what we see today in the Gallup poll. And my guess is that barring bagging Zawahiri or some other, you know, sudden dramatic onset of bad news, I think the president's going to be lucky to stay in this kind of 50-50 environment if gas prices and the economy are this continuing, you know, kind of pincer grip on people, Americans just not feeling like the country's going in the right direction.
Yeah, that number is not going to get much higher. You mentioned the price of gas around $4 a gallon or higher in many places. You also have the number of 9.0. That would be the official unemployment rate, the unofficial one, and probably the more accurate one, still around 16%. And, you know, we're not expected to see huge improvement on that in the near future. So a lot of numbers working against the president. Only that very flawed number from AP seemed to be really working in his favor. But one thing that might be working in his favor, unfortunately, comes from a couple of the different Republican presidential hopefuls. We chronicled at the end of last week how Mitt Romney basically offered a tortured explanation of how he's looking to repeal Obamacare because of its individual mandate, yet the health care plan he passed on the state level in Massachusetts with the individual mandate was the right thing for his state. He thought so then, he thinks so now. And many people were suggesting that that might be Mitt Romney's Waterloo in this presidential campaign. But not to be outdone, Newt Gingrich, just a couple days after officially announcing his candidacy, goes on Meet the Press and was asked by David Gregory, what do you think about the Paul Ryan plan to reform Medicare so we can actually have a solvent future?
I don't think right-wing social engineering is any more desirable than left-wing social engineering. I don't think imposing radical change from the right or the left is a very good way for a free society to operate.
And other reports over the weekend, Jim, suggested that Gingrich has either said in the past or has said recently that he's okay with individual mandates in the right circumstances. I have no idea what he thinks is right-wing engineering. I'm pretty sure allowing people to keep their money and go shop for their own health care once they get past 65 is not exactly what most people would describe as social engineering.
You know, with those four words, right-wing social engineering, first of all, Newt Gingrich became every Democrat's favorite Republican. he is going to those words are going to show up in a lot of ads, I think, between now and Election Day 2012. That will become the Democrat slogan. The precursor will say, even Newt Gingrich says that this plan represents, you know, right-wing social engineering. Isn't it time to, you know, and, you know, you'll see grandma in a, you know, in Frankenstein's laboratory or something like that in these ads. I don't know what Newt is doing. I'm not sure Newt Gingrich knows what Newt Gingrich is doing. My sense is you're going to see more of this from Newt. This is kind of who Newt is, that he kind of, you know, it feels like whatever pops into his head comes out. I remember for years now, people have said to me, oh, do you think Newt Gingrich should run for president? My usual response was, no, I want him in the White House. I want him being the ideas guy. And I want somebody like Karl Rove or Scott Rasmussen or somebody who's really good at having a sense of what the mood of the public is to take the 10 ideas that Newt Gingrich comes up with and say, all right, we're going to go forward on these two. because two of them will be excellent ideas. I mean, if you listen to 10 ideas from Newt, which usually comes out in the course of like three paragraphs, the two ideas will be fantastic. Two of them will be, what the hell are you thinking? Six of them will be interesting, but you can see a lot of problems. I remember, you know, watching a speech years ago from him, which he talked about state colleges should eliminate tenure. Now, there is a very controversial idea that I think a lot of conservatives would say, huh, if we're upset with what our universities are turning into, we feel like we're upset with tenure and lack of accountability in public schools and, you know, elementary schools and high schools, maybe we should have the same thing at universities. You know, Newt is great for coming up with these great ideas, but every, you know, it seems like every couple of months he'd come up with some speech of five ideas for American renewal, and then nothing would happen with those five ideas. And, you know, a week later you'd come back and he'd have six new ideas for American renewal. I'm not sure the presidency really fits Newt Gingrich as a role, and I think it's going to become increasingly clear the role of a presidential candidate doesn't fit Newt Gingrich either. So we will see. My guess is this is not the last time you and I look at each other and say, what the heck is Newt doing? That may be his slogan by the end of it, you know, of Newt Gingrich, an unpredictable campaign.
Yeah, I think you put your finger on the most damaging part of this, and that's that it gives legitimacy to the very thing that conservatives have been seemingly unified on for the past year plus now since Obamacare passed, and that this is absolutely unconstitutional, absolutely horrible for the future of a free market economy, and just bad for consumers altogether. And now here you have Newt Gingrich basically equating the Ryan plan with Obamacare, and that's going to only muddle the waters, if not tacitly endorse Obamacare, even though he's obviously spoken out against that. And his solution is to have a national conversation on Medicare. Like, we haven't had enough of that. So for a guy who's has a lot of ideas, he certainly didn't offer a lot on that front. But someone who has a lot of crazy ideas on just about everything, and they're almost always crazy, is Illinois Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. She successfully wins our third and crazy martini for the day. Jim, you mentioned this at the bottom of your jolt in the addendum today because, well, Jan Schakowsky has decided that because now that she has seen the Bin Laden death photos, that nobody else needs to, because she says there's no question in her mind they should not be released to the general public. These are pictures, she says, quote, of a violent crime scene. This is a dead person, a dead Osama bin Laden. So, Jim, I have no idea what she considers a crime scene and what she considers a legitimate military operation, but apparently she's got it kind of confused here.
If this is just a slip of the tongue, it probably says something about how the language, terminology, and thinking of law enforcement has permeated the way we approach the war on terror, and probably how it shouldn't. But presuming she meant what she said, all right, Congresswoman Schakowsky, what's the crime? Who committed it? Who are your suspects? And let's assume that, you know, killing bin Laden is a crime in her mind. So what if the kingpin ordered a henchman to kill somebody? You know, would that mean that Barack Obama is a suspect in a crime as well? You know, do we need to bring in Agatha Christie? Is this a whodunit? You know, I had kind of thought that it might have been Colonel Mustard in the observatory with the Heckler and Koch MP5 myself. But I'm hoping it's just a slip of the tongue and her just, you know, that's the visual metaphor that came to her mind of a crime scene photo. But if she really does consider it a crime, then I think this is something that Illinois Republicans should be spotlighting early and often.
Yeah, absolutely right. This is a woman who has allowed herself to admit what she probably didn't want to admit at certain times. During the health care debate, she basically said she wanted single payer. The government should be running health care, and she's had a few doozies over time as well. It'll be interesting to see if she tries to clarify this remark, since even most liberals think this was a really good thing that happened, even though they're always very queasy about the type of military activity that's sometimes necessary to actually accomplish things. So it'll be interesting to see if she has to adjust that statement at all. Jim, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Greg.
Jim Garrity of NationalView.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Please join us on Tuesday for the next Three Martini Lunch.